Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mauricio Dubon now on the Wendy's Big Show.
Tim and Taos, Spring Training Live 2019 with Brewers infielder Mauricio Dubon. Mauricio, good to see you again, man. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm better now.
Yeah, I mean, you've been through a lot here. I mean, you got to be feeling a lot better now, that you're throwing a baseball around.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of ups and downs, but it's been a grind lately. So, but it's part of life, you know. It's going to happen. So, feeling good lately. So.
Yeah, that's what Craig Counsell says. You don't know what the challenges are going to be, but you know there's going to be some.
Yeah, and it's like I said, it's part of life. It's going to happen, and I mean, it's just how my cards were dealt, so I'm just embrace it right now.
It tests you mentally and physically, but like you said, you probably learn a lot about yourself, too. When you're there, you're working out every day, doing things you hadn't necessarily done your whole life.
Yeah, I mean, you learn a lot of, you really know yourself when you go through stuff like this. I mean, you really, like you say, you get tested mentally, more mentally than physically. I mean, mentally, you're going to have doubts, you're going to have everything, but when you go through stuff like this, it's really challenging.
But I'll say you put a lot of those to bed with your Instagram, your Twitter posts. Everybody was juiced up all year long, man, following along.
Yeah,
it was good.
It's fun. I love stuff like that. I love throwing myself out there and letting people know and everything. I mean, it's just letting them know, like, I'm good to go. I'm ready and everything.
Absolutely. So you know what the next step is here. You're rubbing elbows with Christian Yelich and Lorenzo Cain here in camp, and apparently you're going to start out at AAA. You never know, though. But
yeah, no,
you're on the doorstep, though, man.
Yeah, like it's just keep working. I mean, I ask this guy's questions a lot. I mean, I just trying to pick their brains up. I mean, these guys are all-stars and everything, just trying to pick their brains up and everything, try to learn from them and everything. I mean, like you say, you never know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And just keep working.
So anywhere in the infield, anywhere that's going to get you on the lineup card, or where are you hoping to be at?
No, I mean, anywhere. I mean, as long as I can help the team win and everything, I mean, you want me to catch, I'll catch. it's anywhere I can, I feel good, I'll help the team win and everything.
Yeah, and the run that the team got on last year, I think it set that bar for expectations here. And are those expectations fair when we say World Series?
Yeah, I mean, we have a pretty good team and everything. I mean, last year it was one game away, and I mean, it just, like, it shows, like, how much these guys work, how much these guys are as a team and everything. I mean, it was painful for me to watch, knowing I could help the team win and everything. But, I mean, this year is going to be different, and, I mean, we're just going to keep working and everything.
Right before you got hurt, was there any indication that you were going to get called up? Because on the postgame show, we were kind of thinking you were about ready to get the call.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I just play. I felt ready. I felt good to go. But these guys, they do stuff for a reason. I mean, obviously they know what they're doing. And apparently what wasn't my time at that time and everything. And unfortunately, the injury happened and everything. So we'll never know what would happen if I would have got called up at that time. But like I said, brand new year, just trying to start it like I started last year and just be careful on the base paths.
Mauricio, I'll tell you this, man. Doing the post-game show, doing the afternoon show, people in Milwaukee know the name, and they love the name. They love saying, Dubon's coming, guys. Dubon's coming. So what do they need to know one thing personally about you?
I've been working my behind off for this and everything. I mean, I'm ready to go. I mean, I've been ready to go since last year and everything, and just trying to help the team win. And I mean, just you know, trying to go to the World Series and win something for Milwaukee. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, that's the main goal.
And you're getting a lot of support from back home?
Yeah, everybody. I mean, everybody. My mom, my brother, my dad. I mean, everybody back home. My friends, family. I mean, everybody just supporting me, and they're waiting for that call to happen.
Yeah, well, you're an interesting story coming from, what, Honduras,
yes,
right?
Yes, Honduras.
Yeah. And you would be than the first?
The first
major
one.
Leaguer?
First one. Born and raised, first one coming out of there.
That's amazing.
But you came to the States as a high schooler? I remember interviewing you a couple of years ago. When we
I did 2 years of high school here. People said I came here and grew up here. No, I didn't grow up here. I just came for 2 years of high school and then ended up getting drafted.
Yeah.
But no, I came for 2 years of high school here and then ended up getting drafted and then but I mean born and raised from Honduras.
Yeah, Billy, I don't know if you know this. I've been to Honduras. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I kind of think you're lying to me.
No, I'm not lying. I was at Roatan Island.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a very nice place to go, like a tourist and everything. Yeah. Yeah.
It was cool. So we're rooting for you.
So what he just said is he wouldn't hang out with you there because that's where all the weird tourists like you hang out.
No, we're buddies. I'm going to take him out for a beer at Roatan Island. Mauricio Dubon, man, good luck.
Thank you.
I'm thinking we're going to see you in the big leagues really soon.
Hopefully. You just got to keep doing the work and everything.
Thanks, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.